Okay, you got some business time about.
Yes, indeed. Gene.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of our members back. Tim's here.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Tim!
And from the 1998 World Senior Champion, Vic. We have one guest here tonight, and this is his last night because he joined the chapter. All the way from Sonora, Mark Dorhout.
There it is. He got it. I got it.
One time out of five, I got it.
Nice work. Thank you.
Okay, just one thing. I've got a notice from the administration here. About wearing masks. Okay, well, I checked with Dr. Duffy, who's the head of the music department here twice, actually, and wanted to thank Corey for his suggestion. I said, can't we just close the door? Since he's closing the door has nothing to do with it. Are you folks comfortable as a group singing without masks? Most of us are not vaccinated, not everybody, but if you feel comfortable singing this way, you don't need to wear a mask. But she said, we do not have to collectively as a group all wear a mask. Good. So if there's any problem with that, that is good. Otherwise,
we know a percentage. I know we don't, but we know a percentage that's vaccinated. We don't have a mask.
Haven't raised your hand.
How many have not?
That's a lot easier.
Well, if you're not comfortable answering, you can always talk to me individually.
But again, like I said, even with that, if you still have concerns, wear a mask. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, when I was talking with both our board and Dr. Duffy, I mean, we know that it's hard to have a good rehearsal and to work on finesse and blend when we're all wearing masks. That's difficult. If that's what we want to do to make the group feel comfortable and to continue, I will do that. But it's much easier for me to work on blend and balance when we're not. When we go to contests in the fall, they say that they want you all wearing masks when you're not performing. That is the last thing that I read. But when you are on stage performing, you will not be wearing masks. Okay? So that's the latest direction I've gotten from Central States about what's happening at the fall convention. So you will be wearing masks when you're in the audience. And doing rehearsals and those types. Well, maybe not so much the rehearsals when we're like in a room with just ourselves. But anytime we're with other people or in the audience, they want us to be wearing masks. Okay? If you have concerns, if you're uncomfortable, you'd rather talk to me alone or you want to talk to one of our board members or something, feel free to do that either at break, afterwards, give us an email, a phone call, whatever. That way we don't have to single anyone out or make anyone feel uncomfortable talking in front of the entire group. Okay? Clear on all of that? Any questions? So basically, it's kind of business as normal. We'll continue to not wear masks in rehearsal. Of course, you're always welcome to wear a mask at any point when you are here, but you don't have to wear a mask in rehearsal at this moment. Now, guidance may change from Grandview as things progress, and we are trying to be good stewards and neighbors and users of their facilities that they allow us to use. So if that changes, we'll let you know. But that's where we are at this moment.
Yeah, and just so you know, folks, we haven't paid a dime to these folks for rent now for, what, 2 years, I guess. And so they've been very gracious to us, and so any rule that we come up with, if they insist, you need to comply. But I thought that your guidance, very reasonable, should be okay. Anything else? If not, that concludes. Yes, sir.
If you're at the State Fair tomorrow at 5 o'clock, go to Bill Rodney's stage because you'll hear 45 RPM.
Oh, yes, and thank you. Just a quick reminder for those of you that are going to the fall convention as performer participants, rehearsal Saturday, 9/11, in this room. Everyone is welcome to come, but we'll ask only the people that are actually performing with us at contests to make noise with us. That way we know exactly what we've got in terms of balance and things when we're getting ready to go to contests. Sound good?
One more thing. We're still taking nominations for board positions. Send me an email.
We have to read the slate then.
If you're interested, we got about a month.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So if you're interested in serving as president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, any of the positions, they are technically open to anyone. So put your name in if you're interested. You can nominate yourself. You don't have to have someone else throw your hat in the ring for you. Okay, and we'd love to have new people participating. We'd love to have just to bring a fresh eye and approach, and that way we kind of shake things up. Maybe we've gotten a little comfy. But we love everyone that is currently serving, and we love for that to continue as well. But we really like to see more people get involved and become more than just someone who shows up on Monday and Sundays.
Awesome. It proves the business, people.
All right. So 10 minutes.